Music That Moves Me celebrates the art and power of music in Maine, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation, Lee Auto Malls, and listeners like you. In today's audio diary, we'll hear from a familiar voice, Charles Beck of Belfast. Welcome to Music That Moves Me.
I had the good fortune to grow up in Europe. We didn't have the television that seems to attract so many kids for so much of the time, even back then, and I'm talking about the 60s here. And so the routine after school was to come home, to go out and play, then come back home for dinner, obviously, and wait for my father to get home. And my father would always bring with him the New York Herald Tribune, a newspaper. And I was just tremendously interested in everything that was going on in the world, and so I would wait patiently to devour that paper from, you know, cover to the end. And when my dad got home, he'd pour himself a martini and put on some music, and I would wait and then finally get to read the newspaper. Fast forward to college, I ended up, you know, studying classical music. And I'm glad I did, but of course when you study classical music, you study music history, and when you study music history, at some point the professor takes you to the big Beethoven. And I remember sitting in class, he took out a record and put on a Beethoven symphony. It was the third symphony, the Eroica. And I remember sitting there stunned because I realized I knew every single note of that symphony as it played, before it even played. Because that was one of the records that my dad had and that he had put on each and every evening. To this day, whenever I hear one of those records, it definitely takes me back. I hear not only terrific music, but I go back to this very familiar time, a very special time in my life growing up. I'm Charles Beck from Belfast, no stranger to classical music and news here at Maine Public, and this is Music That Moves Me.
All of our Music That Moves Me stories are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can also share your own musical memory. Visit mainepublic.org for all the details.